Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Hey guys, welcome to another podcast. Before we dive in today, I do want to invite you, if you're listening in real time on May the 7th, today I want to invite you to join us at noon Eastern at live.sugarhill.church, live.sugarhill.church, as we participate in the National Day of Prayer. This will be a live prayer call led by myself and Pastor Chuck and some of our key leaders at our church, and we'd be honored for you to join us at noon Eastern. Again, that's live.sugarhill.church. Well, I don't know about you, but I've been backpacking in the wilderness only one time in my life, and honestly, that was plenty for me. But even though I've only done it physically in the wilderness once, I've been in a spiritual wilderness more than once in my life, and chances are you have as well. Hikes in the spiritual wilderness usually come with adversity, headaches, trials, pain, and tribulation. And while those things are never fun, they often serve as schoolmasters. They help reshape the way that we see the world, our view of God, and they serve as a catalyst for true change in our life. And so the question of today's podcast is, why would God allow these in our lives? That's a fair question. If you're navigating this, you've probably wondered it. Well, there's at least three reasons I'd love for you to think about today. The first one, number one, is that God uses the wilderness as a wake-up call. There's a lot of things that God can do to get our attention, and one of those things is a wilderness experience. One of the best responses I know to adversity that strikes you suddenly with a God-intended message is to turn to Psalm 25, 1 through 7, and make that a personal prayer. Here's my tip. If God is getting your attention, pay attention. Respond quickly, humbly, and hear what he has to say to you. Number two, the wilderness often motivates us to examine ourselves. The wilderness can often cause us to look beneath the surface and to cope with things on a deeper level. Nothing has the ability to drive us closer to God than tribulation. It removes the cover of denial, and it reveals who we really are, as well as what we believe about God, who he is, and his faithfulness. Number three, the wilderness lessons lead us to lasting change. See, when we act like Christ, that's when our true identity comes to the surface. We begin to discover and to live his best for our lives. We begin to look more like Jesus. Well, the lessons that the Lord teaches us through the wilderness and through adversity are ultimately for the purpose of life change, a change in our behavior, including a change in the belief that prompted the behavior to start with. Here's what I know about the wilderness. It usually feels like a place of cursing at first, but eventually, on the other side, it becomes an incredible blessing. If you and I are willing to allow God to surface the inner junk in our lives, if we're willing to change what needs to be changed, I believe that you and I will emerge from the wilderness closer to God, more mature as his children, and with a far greater potential to reflect his love to the world around us. And so today, I want to leave you with 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. It says this, "And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you, and he'll make you strong, firm, and steadfast." Man, I guarantee you, if you're in the wilderness, you can count on that. I know I am, that God will restore you. Man, I hope you have a great day. Don't waste the wilderness. Learn the lessons that God has for you.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.